Sicha chelicha beis parshas metzayda. Rashi over here brings down a sikum of all three tumas, bal riachas, shteiris, and shalashiris. And the Rebbe goes through a shaka v'tarya. A, where do we get the hechrich to mimfadish bal riachas in the beginning? And B, where do we get the hechrich to mimfadish that the end of Rashi is shteiris and shalashiris? And different psukim are machriyachdis. The end of this sikha, Rebbe gives chkira. What's the lashon bal shteiris? Bal shalashiris? What's the gedder of the shtayim and the shalash? There's two ways of seeing it. Either you say that shteiris is a separate category from shalashiris. Two different categories of tumah. Potatoes and oranges, two different things. Or you say, really there's one tumah, it's called shalashiris. But because when you hit number two, you already have a substantial enough of three, you have a majority of three, so you already start being noyeg b'tumah. You start, you know, start the behavior of a tumah that hit you. Because you have a majority of three. Okay. What's the nafka mina? If you have a hefsek, according to the first way of seeing things, if you see after the hefsek, it's a new thing. According to the second way of seeing it, that two is a majority of three, then you're going to say, oh, even after the hefsek, now it's three. You saw after the hefsek, it's three, not a new thing. What's the havona? What's taka the havona? That if two is a majority of three, then even after the hefsek, I'm going to see a continuation. What's mafkemino? So two is a majority of three, but it's two. And when there's a hefsek, it stopped. And two became a two. And then it's a new thing afterwards. Why? Because of this havana, do I not see the hefsek as a hefsek? So maybe the havana is like this. The moment I said that the gedder of the tumah of two is two of three, I allow the hefsek. What am I essentially saying? I'm essentially saying there's one tumah, it's called three. I'm on the road to three. Now, the moment I hit two, the reason why I'm noig betumah is because I already have so much of three, so I'm starting right now. But I mean, in my mind, this is not end game. There could be three. So the moment that's together of two, you're essentially allowing the word hefsek. And the question is, what is considered a hefsek? But you're allowing a stop in time because you're on the road to three. So when three happens, it's a continuation. And it makes sense because that is what two. Two is essentially saying, I'm not a stop game. I'm almost three. So hefsek is allowed. I'm almost there. So when three happens, I say it's three. On the other hand, when I say in the beginning that it's two different gedarim means it's taket different. It's mamish potatoes and oranges. So why should I continue? There's a hefsek. It's done. Okay,